Hello.
Hello. Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. And we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. Okay, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, ma'am, are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes. What is this survey about?
Okay, this survey is about pressing global environment issues in Minnesota.
Okay.
Okay, and the first question is, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today, in your opinion, ma'am?
Environmentally, you mean, or in general?
I mean, in general. The biggest issue.
Our tendency toward conservatism.
Okay, so be like moral, social issues, or social issues?
Politically turning to conservative.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and what is the most important or present global environment issue, in your opinion?
Global. Water pollution.
Water pollution, okay. And what is the most important or pressing environment issue facing Minnesota?
The quality of our water, the runoff, the nitrates.
Okay, so be the same, water pollution, right?
Water quality, yes.
Okay, and using a scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one would be refining. Would you say excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
I don't really know.
Okay, what about agriculture and farming? Would you say that's excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Just fair. Okay, medical manufacturing.
I really don't know.
Okay. What about forest products?
Again, I guess I don't know.
Mining.
What were my options?
Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Just fair. Okay, and electric utilities. Would you say they're excellent, good, just fair, or poor in your opinion?
Good.
Good,
okay. I think
they're
getting away from coal in Minnesota.
All right. Ma'am, how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing, forest and natural resources in Minnesota? The first one would be environmental groups. Would you say they do excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'm good.
What about U.S. Forest Service?
Good.
Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
Good.
County land departments?
Fair.
Fair. Okay, and the forest and timber industries?
Fair.
Fair. Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. I mean, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota economy? Would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Somewhat
important. Okay. All right, and how significant a role do you think, the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
It's probably declining, so I would say not too significant.
Not too significant, okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. Each year, trees are, you know, are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted, you know, and grown, you know, in their place? Would you say more than harvest, same as harvest, or fewer than harvest?
I'm assuming more than harvest.
Okay, more than harvest.
I don't know that for a fact. But.
Okay. And do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 70s?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay, no idea. All right, thank you, ma'am. Okay, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
I'm assuming there is.
Would that be yes or no?
I guess a yes.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am, and what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting, you know, has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say it's positive, no impact, or negative?
Well, I'm guessing it has some negative impact.
A negative impact, okay. All right, ma'am, and do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
No.
Okay, so no, right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and do you feel it's acceptable for, you know, to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
Yeah.
So, yes, okay. All right, ma'am, some, you know, forest land is currently set aside by aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes, do you feel it will be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
On federal, on our, like, parklands, you mean?
Yes, it would be government wilderness or recreational purposes, you know.
Then no, we shouldn't be harvesting
land.
Trees then. No.
So no, right? So no, okay. All right, ma'am, and do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota forest to use as a, you know, biofuels, or do you to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
I really don't know. It depends on the air pollution, I would guess, that they put off.
Okay, so I only have yes or no, or, you know, or no.
I guess I'd say no then, because I don't know what impact they would have on the environment.
Okay, and do you feel that it's, you know, appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota forest to use biofuels to, you know, or to generate electricity in Minnesota or no?
I don't think so, because I'm guessing it caused air pollution.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right, and do you consider yourself an active member of the an environment group, yes or no?
An environment group. No.
Okay, so not environmental group, okay. Okay, ma'am, and do you donate money to environmental causes, yes or no?
Well, I belong to a lake association. I suppose that's an environmental cause, so yes.
Okay, yes. All right, ma'am, the Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 million in economic activity and employs 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide, you know, needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
I would say it's minor.
Minor. Okay, minor. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, we almost finished with this survey. I really thank you for your time, okay? I know you could be doing some other stuff, but you decided to help me with this survey, and I really appreciate it, okay? Okay, like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of, you know, state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Would you say support or oppose?
Well, I would support any kind of training for most industries, so I guess I would say support.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Okay, you know, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industries workforce. Wisconsin's investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment use in either timber harvesting or forest product mills. Wisconsin's investment creates public-private efforts to address, you know, forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. The investment also provides classroom outreach, you know, to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest and forest industries? Would that be support or oppose?
I guess support.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am.
So,
I'm going.
What is the purpose of your survey? I mean, who's conducting this survey?
Well, this survey is done, you know, by the by those people in Minnesota, you know, that wants to, you know, I guess they want, you know, get the money so they can open that, you know, those training for, you know,
well,
people to get a job.
Some kind of an organization. What is it?
Well, our organization is called Opinion Research, but, you know, but we do it, you know, we're calling behalf of them, you know. From Minnesota.
Right.
Okay, ma'am, I'm going to list you several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose the state funding, you know, for that part of the program. The first one says, create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Would you support that or oppose that?
I'm home now, so I got to hurry. Sure. Let's get this done. Otherwise, I'm going to quit.
Okay, ma'am. Yeah, we almost finished. Okay. Increase the number of diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed, the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant and minority communities. Would you support that or oppose that?
Yes. Support.
Okay. Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare and education issues.
Support.
Okay, and get into a school classroom and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide.
There, my car just shut off. Support? Are you still there?
Would you support? Okay, yes, ma'am.
Yep.
All right, ma'am, and finally, just a few last questions about you and your house, okay? What is the highest level education that you have completed?
Master's plus.
Okay, master's. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification, what is your age? Are you 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
Over 65.
All right, and how would you describe the community you live in? A large city, suburban, a small town, farm, or rural?
Small town.
Small town, all right. All right, ma'am, and is your annual household income less than $25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or more than 100,000?
75 to 100.
Okay. All right, ma'am, do you consider yourself, do you consider your political views liberal or progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
All right. All right, ma'am, and in which of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education?
You're going to...
Go ahead.
I've got to open my car door, and it's going to shut you off. I'm in education, or was, retired.
Education or government, right?
Education. Retired.
Okay, education. All right, ma'am, in terms of gender, do you consider yourself to be male or female or something else?
Female. Hurry up.
Yes, that was the last question, ma'am. Thank you very much for your time and your participation. You have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Bye.